It's obvious that we have no hope of actually stopping the takeover of the Verpine munitions industry. By the time I left the system, the Remnant had already captured Nickel One and most of the other important hives. With the advantage of their aerosol weapon, it's clear that they'll have the rest before the Coalition can mount any sort of response.
If we can mount a response, agreed Corin. Most of our partners' fleets are already engaged near their own sectors, and they're not going to pull out to defend an unaligned system, especially when that system has been selling arms to all three sides. That doesn't mean we can afford to ignore the Roche system, Kenth objected. Once Jason has control of those munitions factories, the war is over.
Not necessarily, Jaina said. If Jason can't get the munitions to his navies, it doesn't do him any good to control the factories.
You think we should forget the Verpine? Kip asked.
Not forget, Jaina corrected. But the Mandalorians are the ones who have the mutual aid agreement. All I'm suggesting is that we let them honor their contract and leave the asteroid fighting to Fett. In the meantime, we'll concentrate on what's important to us and...
raid the supply train, Kenth finished. Classic guerrilla tactics, for which we happen to be perfectly positioned.
Exactly, Jaina said. We make them choose between defending their munitions convoys against a concentrated Stealth X campaign and keeping their fleet in the Roche system to protect their new munitions factories against a Mandalorian counterattack. They don't have enough hulls to do both missions well, so I'm betting they'll want to protect their new factories.
And that leaves the Jedi free to demolish their freighter capacity, Jag said.
I think we've all heard enough to agree this is an idea worth exploring, Kenth said. Master Skywalker? Luke nodded, taking a step toward Jaina.
Now, Jaina, why don't you tell us what's really on your mind? Mom and Dad, I'm sorry for this.
As Jaina spoke, she did not take her eyes from her parents.
But I think we have to go after Jason. I think it's our duty.
Their eyes grew instantly glassy. Her mother's lip began to tremble, and her father's face grew red and grief-furrowed, but they did not look away. Neither did they speak. It was Saba Sebatine who asked,
Go after? What do you mean by go after? Arrest? Capture? This one knows you have been training with Boba Fett, but that has not worked before.
Jaina shifted her attention to the Barabel.
I know, and it cost us some good people.
She glanced around the table at the other masters.
I mean eliminate. I mean hunt down and kill.
Not too surprisingly, it was her father who responded first.
No.
Instead of looking at Jaina or anyone else, he stared at the table and just shook his head.
That's not Jason. Jason died in the war against the Yuuzhan Vong, just like Anakin did.
Dad, Jason didn't die. He escaped with Vergeer and...
Her mother grabbed her arm.
Jaina, we haven't lost touch with reality. We're just saying that the man you're talking about isn't our Jason.
Jason was a hero.
Han's voice was as harsh as forge fumes.
He killed Onimi and won the war with the Yuuzhan Vong. And then he died of his wounds.
He finally looked up at Jaina with more anger and despair in his eyes than she recalled seeing, even when Chewbacca died.
Kytus is just the monster who stepped into the hollow shell that was left behind. And if anyone here is capable of taking him out, I'll gladly arm the detonator.